Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is April 24th and it is Wednesday, and today we're reading book. We're on page 15, paragraph 2, which begins with "We commence" and ends with "Growing in power." Today's readers are Candy P. for the 12 Steps, Jim C. for the 12 Traditions, Shauna C. will read our text for us today, Luann C. will read page 164, and Kara L. is our backup today. Our newcomer greeter is Cheryl S., and Eileen M. will close us out with some announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 21338. That's 21338. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 21344. That's 21344. Okay. So, the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Candy P. to please read the 12 steps of OA. So I want to unmute Candy.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Have a wonderful meeting, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to do service, and I pass and unfortunately have to bid you all adieu right now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Candy. Hope your appointment goes well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And I'm going to ask Jim C. to please read the 12 traditions for us.
Hi, good morning, Jim C., recovering compulsive eater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group shall be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve. I pass.
Thank you so much, Jim C. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to, anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singing with a Purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 15, paragraph 2, which begins with "We commend" and ends with "growing in power." And I will now ask Shanna C. to please begin reading for us.
Good morning. Thank you, Elaine, for your service. This is Shanna C., grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. Through God's grace and mercy in this program and the strong sponsorship and fellowship, I haven't found it necessary to compulsively eat for quite some time now, and this paragraph speaks to that. So very grateful for Overeaters Anonymous. All right, so I'll begin to read here. My wife and I abandoned ourselves with enthusiasm to the idea of helping other alcoholics to a solution of their problem.
Shannon, could you get the next paragraph starting with "We commenced"? That would be great.
Oh, wrong one.
Thank you.
I thought it was a second.
Thank you so much.
I was looking at it wrong. All right, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see what God says here because I am unprepared. Here we go. We commenced to make many fast friends, and a fellowship has grown up among us, of which it is a wonderful thing to feel a part. The joy of living we really have, even under pressure and difficulty. I have seen hundreds of families set their feet in the path that really goes somewhere, and have seen the most impossible domestic situations righted, feuds of bitterness of all sorts wiped out. I have seen men come out of asylums and resume a vital place in the lives of their families and communities. Business and professional men have regained their standing. There is scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome among us. In one Western city and its environs, there are 1,000 of us and our families. We meet frequently so that newcomers may find the fellowship they seek. At these informal gatherings, one may often see from 50 to 200 persons. We are growing in numbers and power. Thanks again. This is Shanna C., Grateful Recovered Compulsive Overeater from Tennessee. And, for me, what this just speaks to me is just the growth of the fellowship and how the program works, And in the preceding paragraph, and we went over yesterday, it talks about how, that fellowship grows up about me as I reach out and help others. So when, idea of making outreach calls, because in my head it seems so, why this seems so generic, this seems so rote, so clunky, so mechanical, this is so impersonal. As I take the action against what my head screams at me about how silly it is, what happens is I make a call and I might just make a friend, which is all I've ever truly wanted to do. Anyway, if I'm really honest with myself, all I've ever wanted to do was to connect with something greater than me and connect with people, and I didn't have the power to do it. And when I couldn't, I sought out ease and comfort in all kinds of ways, and food was one of the things, and I can't stop eating once I start eating. And so, what's left with me and my inability to form a true partnership with another human being. But this program shows me how to do that. And it's absolutely true for me, the joy of living. Life comes at me because life is life. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily working the program wrong. Just because I get disturbed doesn't always mean that I'm doing something wrong. It just means that, I'm disturbed and I got to get undisturbed. And this program shows me how to do that, even when it's difficult. Abstinent through COVID, abstinent through in-laws pushing food on me, abstinent while traveling, abstinent while you name it. My God, it's a miracle. Thank you, God. Thank you, Overeaters Anonymous. And I'm so grateful that the thing that I've been most ashamed of, which has been my compulsive overeating and all that sick, twisted thinking surrounding food and weight and all of this stuff, can actually be used to help other people. In ways that, a normal person can't really help them. It's just absolutely amazing. And I love the last that one sentence where it says, there is scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome among us. A lot of hope there, and I found that to be true in my experience. If I'm truly praying and I'm sincere and I'm asking God's will to be done about a certain situation, 10 times out of 10, the problem is solved usually by someone else who has had that same experience, who shares their experience with me and how they got out from under. So I'm never alone. I never have to be alone again. Anyway, that's enough of me talking. I hope everyone has a wonderful day and wonderful meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Wonderful start. Really appreciate it, Shanna C. Okay. Though we experience everyone's, though we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others may share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days and you would like to comment on this paragraph, please press star one to unmute. Give me your name and the first initial of your last name, please.
Nancy LJ.
Nancy LJ. And I heard someone, G.
Susan G. Hi, good morning.
Susan G. Hi. Wendy B.
Alice G.
Alice G.
Andy K.
Okay, this is who I've got. Nancy W., Susan G. Let me correct this so I can read that right. Wendy B., Alice G., and Sandy K. Anybody else want to get in the sign up? Okay, we're good to go. Nancy W., you'll be followed by Susan G. Please share with us, Nancy.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's Nancy LJ, and I'm in California. And just wanted to check in, and let's see here. commits to make many fast friends, and a fellowship has grown up among us, which is a wonderful thing to feel a part of. Yeah, same for me. Feel a part of is huge. I can remember, as far back as I can remember, not feeling part of, feeling different, damaged, awkward. Gosh, I just don't know where that came from, but I just, you know, I was so self-centered, so self-conscious as a child, my body and my skin, and the horrors of puberty and on and on and on. And then fast forward, you know, and then all the addictions all my life, and most recently at the end here, compulsive overeating. I had been a normal eater for much of my adult life, until my 40s. But yeah, after coming into this program 14 years ago, or 15, I don't know how long it's been, I felt a part of, and it was quick, just like this. We made many fast friends. I immediately felt part of. And growing in this program, maturing in all parts of my life now, that feeling of being damaged, that feeling of being less than, has gone away so much. It really has. And when I have those feelings now, I just take a nice breath and I say, okay, it's okay. You deserve this as much as anybody else. You deserve to breathe this air as much as anybody else. And then I just keep it rolling, you know. So beautiful. And then the joy of living we really have, even under pressure and difficulty, that is freaking amazing, you know, to be able to still have bits of joy even when things are falling down around me. And they kind of have been around my homestead with my little 12-year-old granddaughter who's having some mental health issues, just devastating. But with the help of my peers, like in the program, my higher power, this book, this big book, this Design for Living, I'm making it. And I have happiness, and I continue to grow spiritually. And what a blessing. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. I'm Nancy LJ. I'm in California, and I love outreach calls. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Nancy LJ. Susan G., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Wendy B.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. Susan G., also calling in from California. Oh, make many fast friends. You people know me better than anybody. And when I was in my disease, I wasn't somebody who was antisocial. I had a lot of friends, but nobody understood me the way that Dr. Bob was understood, the way when Bill sat down by his bed and talked to him. And I love how it talks about the joy of living. And that starts out in, well, throughout the book, but in the AA 12 and 12, step 12, that's exactly the first few words. The joy of living, that's the theme of these steps. And I get to do that today freely and with complete abandon. And all those hills that I was going to die on, feuds and bitterness, I'll never apologize for this, I'll never do that, they are all wiped out. God kept tapping on my shoulder. You can do this. Open your heart. Open your heart. And the more I gave away that I didn't grip onto and hold, the more you brought to me as a fellowship. God opened me up and rewired my heart. And there are so many of you here who I've never ever met. Some of you I have met. Excuse me. And you are my friends. And I know that I can call you with anything and you will be there for me. And that is magical. And other people don't have that. I get to do this, and it's a blessing, and I don't take any of it for granted. And with that, I will pass because I'd love to hear from more of you. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Susan G. Wendy B., please share with us, and you'll be followed by Alice G.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love this paragraph. It's just so full of promises. And you know, the first one, you know, make many fast friends, and we have fellows who can identify with us, and we can identify with them, and we can do life with them. And, you know, we have a fellowship that's growing up among us. You know, we have meetings and sponsorship you know, that provide structure, you know, in our fellowship, and give us accountability partners. And, you know, we have a wonderful feeling to be a part of, you know, a sense of belonging, you know, of having purpose, and the joy of living, you know, finding joy in seeing God's hand at work, you know, in and through me, and, you know, joy, you know, even under pressure and difficulty, you know, seeing value, you know, in overcoming difficulties and seeing growth, you know, through challenges. And, you know, we're on the path that goes somewhere. You know, it's bringing us to maturity. And, you know, domestic situations righted. You know, in my case, you know, incompatibility with my husband is no longer an excuse to eat, you know, an excuse to be unhappy. You know, it's a challenge to grow in understanding and compassion for a mate that's totally different than me. You know, and it says feuds and bitternesses will be healed. And, you know, we have the wonderful 10-step process that helps us work through and process these resentments. And, you know, we're having a vital place in our families and our communities. You know, and this is giving me direction to participate fully, you know, in my family and in my community and in my work life, you know, to be, you know, present, you know, and valid, you know, in these relationships, and, you know, and having good standing in business and the professional world. You know, I get to learn to have integrity in all my affairs, you know, and then others develop respect for my good work ethic, you know, and my opinions are sought out and valued. And then, you know, we're overcoming trouble and misery. You know, I get to trust that God has the answer to all my problems, you know, and that it's not, you know, promised to be easy or quick, you know, but he's with me, guiding me each step of the way through everything that I encounter each day. And this is such a beautiful program, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy B. Alice G., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Sandy K.
Good morning. My name is Alice G., recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater in Wisconsin. Grateful to be here and grateful to be abstinent today. I couldn't do it without meeting by myself, and love this paragraph. And honestly, I was just using my tool of writing last week, and I came upon this paragraph. And I just had never seen it before, like, it's more promises out of this book. I always think of the promises after the 9th step or the promises after the 10th step. But these are another set of promises to us that will make many fast friends and a fellowship will grow up among us. And I know that I have such a blessing of a God squad or a tribe of women that stand with me on a daily basis that I make outreach calls with, and we contribute to each other's lives. And it's like God was skin on to me, this fellowship, and I would have never had that without Overeaters Anonymous, without the surrender that I finally was able to do when the food had me beaten down into a state of reasonableness. And it took a long time for that to happen for me. And I think Bill Wilson had to be beaten into a state of reasonableness too. So, and only to me, only the food can do that. Like, I tried for years to will myself into abstinence, and it never, ever worked. The food did its job. And finally, I was ready to put my hands in the air and surrender. And we do have joy in living, even under difficulties. Sometimes I don't have a great day. Not every day is a 10. Not every meal is a 10. But I do have joy in the ability to live and contribute to life today like never before. And I have seen people set their feet on a path that really goes somewhere. And I have had the opportunity to see bitterness and rivalry disappear amongst my fellows. There was a gal that I worked with that I sponsored that passed away. And thanks be to God in this program that we had spoken before her death and made peace with each other. And that wouldn't have happened without this program. Without this program, I may have seen her number come up and not taken her call. But because of this program, I picked up the phone when she called and got to talk to her before she passed away. And I just really feel the promises
thank
of this
you, Mama.
Program coming out. And, yeah, thanks for letting me share and grateful you guys are here. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Alice. That's very special. Wow. Okay, Sandy Kay is up next, and then we're going to take another line up. We're commenting on page 15, the second paragraph, which begins with "We commenced" and ends with "Growing in power." Sandy Kay, please share with us.
Thank you. This is Sandy Kay. I'm recovered in Florida, and I am a compulsive overeater. I just felt moved to talk about this paragraph this morning because in another week, a friend of mine who I met at my first meeting in OA, it'll be 40 years in May, is still one of my best friends. And he's the one who, when I cried every meeting for like a month, was the one sitting by me and giving me tissues. Best friends. I have something in common with everyone that is at a meeting. It's like we had an icebreaker, and this was the end of the icebreaker. We knew something about us that binds us. And I'm so fortunate to have two people in my life. My one friend who's coming to visit, you know, who I've known for 40 years, another one I've known, I think, for 32 or 33. And I have other friends, and I'm very social. But usually when someone says, how are you? I go, I'm good. It's an automatic response. But if somebody's calling me from OA and they say, how are you? I have to stop and pause and think about it. How am I really? And, of course, that might lead me into going into the 10th step. But just very blessed because without this program, I would have had friends, but not at this level, not at this depth. And for that, I am very, very grateful and feel blessed. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandy Kay. Okay. So we value everyone's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience, too. So if you'd like to comment on page 15, paragraph 2, begins with "We commence" and ends with "Growing in power," please press star one to unmute and let me know.
Helen H.
Deb F.
Helen H. Deb F.
Cheryl F.
Cheryl F.
Wendy M.
Wendy M.
Lynn D.
Lynn B. Let me let you know who I have here. Helen. I've got Helen H., Deb F., Cheryl F., Wendy M., Lynn B. Somebody's on speakerphone. I'm getting feedback. Did I miss anybody? Okay, so we've got Helen H., Deb F., Cheryl S., Wendy M., and Lindy. Please share with us, Helen. You'll be followed by Deb F.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great.
Great. Thank you so much, Helen H. from Massachusetts. Just what a wonderful share from everyone this morning. I so appreciate the reminder of the joy of living being the 12th step. I just went through an intense step study that lasted 14 months, and sometimes step 12 is just a dilemma to me somehow. And so I just love the simple reminder of the joy of living. And and share what I have. And I think the 12 steps seems to mean a lot for me right now is listening more, learning to be a better listener to others, and not assume I know what the answer is or what I'm going to say back or anything. Is just it's hard, but this is what I want to do. And the other reminder of a dear friend of mine died 2 years ago now, and one of my longest OA friends, and I appreciated the shares about that, and it's still hard. I still miss talking to her, and there was such a the common bond that everyone is talking about was there, and the love and the acceptance. And you know, when we talk, we lived on the same coast, and then I relocated 22 years ago, and so then it became long distance, but that kind of didn't matter, you know, it of just the love and support. I've lost a few friends the past couple of years, and I miss them, and so it's I'm just acknowledging that I'm sometimes very sad, and you know. It seems like the solution is always the same. Just don't pick up and get on a meeting and ask for help, you know. So very glad to be here today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Helen H. I'm sorry for your losses. Deb F., you're up next, followed by Cheryl F.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
You sound great.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Deb F. recovered in Texas, and just glad to be a part of this fellowship. And I haven't always felt that way, but I want to say this, that, you know, as far as making many fast friends, there's a connection in these 12-step programs that happens. It doesn't happen a lot of times in our own, at least in my own family. That's the thing I was looking for. I didn't know that's what I was looking for. I was actually fighting for that connection. It's like, oh, I just want to be understood. I just want to be understood. And, you know, in fact, demanding it to the point of, obsession, I guess. And but just being here and going through the steps this time around and looking at, okay, so where are the edges? Where's the heart? Where's all of this? And proceeding with that and having such good, strong direction from my sponsor about all of that. In other words, you know, I was so used to going outside the lines all the time. And now I can stay inside the lines and actually help others. And, you know, I just started sponsoring again, and I prayed, and I said, you know, to my higher powers, you know, I need, just like you found the sponsor for me, I need to find the sponsee that you want me to help with my particular, you know, idiosyncrasies or whatever, you know. And I feel that, you know, that God is answering those prayers. And the other thing I've been finding out is that every time I've reached out, you know, sometimes I'll go, oh, geez, that person doesn't get me, because that's all I was focused on, me, my own needs and wants. But what was happening a lot of times, I think, is that people, you know, would realize, well, I don't know if I can help this person, but, you know, I'll pray for them. And that is the biggest help that I found that I can give to all kinds of people as I've been looking to say, okay, it's not all about me. What does my higher power want? What does my higher power want? And now that's what my day is like. And so that's helped me to find friends and be a part of a community, not only in the 12-step program, but in my neighborhood and in my spiritual community. And it's helped me to be able to have a place where I feel I can grow. All the stuff that's happened to me all my life that I perceive to be very negative has become the soil that that's enriching me now. If that makes any sense, because of the love and understanding here. With that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Deb F.
Cheryl S., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Wendy M.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, gratefully recovered. And, you know, I learned a while ago that there are a couple of emotions that go beyond being emotions. And the way that they go beyond being emotions is that they're not necessarily dependent upon a feeling. Where most emotions are just a feeling. And those two emotions are or feelings are joy and love. And this morning in my meditation, I did a meditation on joy, and she basically said that, you know, this goes beyond emotion. You can feel joy even, and it says in this paragraph, under pressure and difficulty. And the way I feel joy is in the presence of my higher power. I know the fulfillment of joy because I have all that I need. And I have all that I need because of my higher power, because he knows better than I do what it is that I really need. And he is joy. And the other one is, and that love is a decision. And I don't always feel love, but if I make the decision to love, then I have love. And the way that this has kind of played out for me in one aspect is on pages 60 and 61, where it talks about the director. And I never really took that to heart, you know, what my part was in that. And towards the end of page 61, it says, "And do not his actions make each of them wish to retaliate?" And that was me. Even though I thought I had a good marriage, I did things that made the people around me want to retaliate against me. I made a noise. If somebody said something, it could have been the way I took a breath, the look on my face. You know, even though I didn't come right out and say something back to them, it was very obvious through my body language that, you know, that I caused them to be defensive against me. And when I finally took this to heart, that I, even when I was right, I was causing people to want to retaliate against me. When I stopped doing that, when I just stood there with peace and joy in my heart, or when I was able to walk away, I saw a change in my marriage and a change in my family. Because they no longer wanted to retaliate against me. And that's what I'm hearing right here is, you know, how we can have that change as a result of this program. And then when it goes to the last page, thank you. I will pass with that.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl S. Wendy M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Lindy.
Yes, good morning. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. So grateful to be on the line. Elaine, thank you for your service. Everybody shares. Oh, I could talk for a long time. Okay, so many fast friends. There's nothing like it. You know, I grew up thinking I don't belong. I don't belong in that group. I don't know. In fact, I just don't belong to the universe, you know. And the minute I met you guys 23 years ago in Los Angeles, it was like nothing else. To be with somebody who gets you, to be gotten, there's nothing like it. If you've lived, as I did, and many of you did, totally isolated, you know, they say connection is the opposite of addiction. It was a wonderful feeling to meet people and go, oh, my God, here are my secrets. And they're like, here's mine. And they're the same. They're the same secret. There's nothing like that in the world. That's how I knew I was home. That's how I knew something special was happening here. And in terms of fast friends, oh, my dear, I got married soon after I got abstinent. And all of my friends from the meetings came to Las Vegas to celebrate with me. In fact, before the ceremony that morning, I insisted that we all have a meeting. So I was able to have a meeting right beforehand. there's just nothing like being gotten, you know. And one of the things that I'm struggling with, and God and I were talking about it, is I don't belong. If I send a text to a group and it's not OA, it's like a regular people, you know, my acting group, and they don't respond, and they don't respond correctly. They don't respond at all, right? I'm invisible. I don't count. I don't matter. I don't belong. You guys, this is so old. So I went to God this morning in two-way prayer with it because it's happening all over the place. And God's like, I need you to go where the love is, and I need you to go where you can play the role I need you to play. So you need to stop relying on other people who aren't able to give you that thing you get when you're in a 12-step room. Just go where the love is. Call newcomers. Yesterday I called my ex-husband's girlfriend. She's in stage 3 cancer. God said, you need to call her and just be of service. And I was nervous, and then I called. And then, you know, God just showed up. It feels so good to be useful. There's nothing like it in the world. I'm so grateful. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. Lynn D., you're up next, and then we'll have time for a couple more shares. Please share with us, Wendy. Lynn?
Hi, I'm Lynn D. from San Diego, California. Grateful, recovering compulsive overeater. I, you know, this year was when I say year of school year, I have two kids, so the school year was hard, and I had to go to God, and I had to ask him, you know what, I don't have the 45 minutes in the car with the kids anymore. What am I going to do? Like, that's just, what am I going to do? Never even occurred to me that I could make outreach calls, right? Just never really occurred to me. So again, I was talking with God in the morning, and there was this like very, very strong pull to be like, why don't you make outreach calls? And I'm like, okay. But then I had to do more action, right? I had to find people that were available during that, you know, hour that I could talk to. Well, of course, God, the first 3 people I talked to would love to get calls within those hours, and it was easy, and there was no struggle, and it worked out, and people ended up calling me, and all these things that I wouldn't have if I didn't develop this fellowship around me and program. And something that I thought was, you know, out of, you know, beyond my wildest dreams was happening, right? Like, these people were calling me, and I could call them, and I could get this great distraction on my way to work that I used to get with my children. So it's just like little tiny miracles like that are happening around fellowship. And if, again, if I look at like social calendars, right, there's like a bike ride on Saturday I could go to in fellowship. Another group of people are going paddleboarding on Sunday, like all these things, right? If I can just like be in the spiritual realm of like God's presence and like really connect. It's only with that I can see these things. The other thing too is like, you know, I used to like, you know, I really believe that the 12 steps is a design for living, and that one that I follow. And so when I need to talk about something in my life that's happening or making decisions, I have to go to a fellow first. Like, yes, I do have other friends and colleagues and clients and family, but I guess maybe it's because I just always want to go to a program person and talk to it because I want the 12-step solution. I don't know, it's scary, you know, getting solutions from people that aren't in 12 steps for me to have these like finite permanent decisions in my life. And just like, thank you. Yes. So anyway, fellowship is growing around me and I'm so grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much. We have time for one more share. Who would like to take it?
I'm Della Jean M. I would like to share.
Please go ahead, Della Jean.
Oh, my voice. I'm sorry. Let me cough real quick. Maybe, oh, that's a little better. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. I'm trying to stay on my food plan while working toward a healthy body weight. A few months ago, my daughter was talking to me, and she was sharing a problem, and I decided that I had the answer to her problem. And so I shared it with her. And she said, Mom, Mom, if you can't be on my side, I don't want to talk to you. I'm so glad she talked to me that way, or I wouldn't have got it. And I realized all my life I wanted someone to be there for me, to be on my side, to listen to me, and I never got it. And I can be that for my daughters and my granddaughters. Soon after that, this thing came to me. There's the football team, there's the coach, and then there's the cheerleaders. And I said, I'm going to be a cheerleader. So when someone shares with me, I deliberately look for things to be a cheerleader. And I do my best. If I can't be a cheerleader, I need to keep my mouth shut. People can ask for advice if they want it, and most of them don't. Or occasionally, maybe, I could ask permission to give advice. I have a new dear OA friend, and occasionally she'll ask for feedback. And 10 times out of 10, I'll say to her, you're doing terrific. You're doing just great. And anyway, thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Oh, thank you very much for your share. Wish we could fit another one in, but we're just too close to the time. So we'll just continue on here by closing with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Lulu Ann C., please read. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you, Elaine. I'm Luann C., recovered in Boise, Idaho, gratefully. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.